Rashi Chazayin of Beis by Michael Miflagi, about 12 lines up, bottom. Then it's about Dagim Nichim with Sir Huda Pligi. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben Godish and Rabbi Yezer say that Dagim can be bought, purchased for Meister Shein, with Meister Sheni money. They're arguing whether it's Sir, which is just the clear liquid from the fish, is Mutter. How are they arguing? The tanoi of the brayso we're going to quote. So the Rashi pre-mikrigs lekarko vlad vlad desoritz tovah b'mati dogim akolshkein seer. So they hold that fish you can't buy any fish. So why does these two tanoim, the good Megadish and Eliezer, say fish yes, and those two tanoim say fish no? So, have you heard him go to the last Darshan Rebuyim with Yehuti? And they Darshan Klali Proti. So, according to them, there's a Rebuy, and there's a Miyat, Rebuyazer, Hachis and Rebuyazer, Miyat Seer, Rebuyuda, Miyat Mayim Melach, the Lab Seer, which is not Seer, because that has Shem in it also. And they darshan chalaprat the tanya, but it's not kesef. So the first tanya says it's pre. Egel nerlin meimoy v'chein se vanovim is mechatzanim. There's seeds which make the grapes. Shazer and harchatzanim, you plant the seeds and you get grapes. V'gedul karka shkul nizoynin v'gedelim in a karka. They all are things which eventually go back to sustenance from the ground. The second time added vlodus to oritz. Shidibrim and oritz, but my separations, they were created originally from, they're all created from the oritz, and everything is a tolod many generations later of that original creation from the oritz.
So that is the same as getting nourishment from the ground. If they came from the ground.
No, it's two different, that's two different conditions. And they're being sustained from the ground. Dogim is gedulei karka nino shksaber shadogim nisadim in a karka. So the more is suggesting that they're considered gedulei karka. The more than challenges that advice is that really does Abaya hold? Does Abaya hold the dogim or gedulei karka? Because Abaya says ochel patiso is like a arba. The mola is 5 and tzira is 6. Look, Rashi, Patisa, Sheretz Hamayim, Katan, Shein B'Kazayis. It's a Sheretz Hamayim. The whole insect itself is not the size of a Kazayis. Pilhochi Kiman de Beria, if you eat it as a Beria, a full item, Achila, he is considered eating. And that's the Mora points it out in Pesachus Makos, that a Beria. Even though it doesn't have a kazayis, but it's the full item of that's as it was created, literally beria. So it's person gets malchus. But look at the malchus for sheretz hamayim. He gets 4 for sheretz hamayim because it says ksi b'teres kahanim. The back changes. It gets ksi mipsarom lo sechelu. So it says Mibsaram lo sechelu. That's the first pasuk, and then Balav Sheni b'Mishnah Torah. There's a second lav in the Devarim. Uksi b'Teres Kahanim. Then it says b'Teres Kahanim al Tershaktuos nam shesechem b'chol asher etzasher reitz. So that last pasuk is Reikan Shnayim. It says after Shaksu is not Shoshechem b'chol asharetz. Sharetz asharetz. Veloisitamu behem. So that's two after Shaksu and Veloisitamu. And besides that, you already have the pasuk that applies to anything. B'chol behem bein sharetz ha'ordetz bein sharetz ha'mayim. Those, it says any sheretz or sheretz, whether it's in the water or on the ground. Ras. And then the next two psukim, which we have written in our Rashi, is the Bach put them first. So that's four. Namala, Shuvah Sheretz Haaretz, it's on the ground, like a hay. It's five. Tarti Hadamorn, the two which we just said of Avtashakzuas Nashusechem, Bechol Sheretz Haaretz, Veloy Sitamu Behen. That's two. That applies to Sheretz Haaretz also. Then Bechol Halechol Gilchon, Bechol Sheretz Haaretz Haaretz, Loy Sechlum. That's number two. That's three. Regimel. Bechol Sheretz Haaretz Haaretz, Shekhetzu Lo Yeochel. Is Hare Dal, it's four. Losatamus Nashusechem, Bechol Sheretz Haaretz Haaretz. Those are in Bishmini. Sirup.
That includes the water. That includes the ocean as well as the land.
Well, that's the question. If you call them Gedulei Karka, that's called Haaretz. If not, not. Right. Otherwise, Oretz means on the ground. Sir Lokeshesh, she sheretz oif, it flies. Lachim b'chol hani chamisha, it also goes on the ground, so it has the five we just mentioned. But most of the love, b'chol sheretz oif, shekesu lo yeochel, tomehu lo yeochel. So that sheretz oif. That's written by Mishnah Torah. Now, took Rashi. So that's six. V'haydach si b'kadoshim tiyu. Se shaksu es nafshu seichem v'abehimo v'oif v'chol asher t'mois. So, l'chara, there's another pasuk. So, why don't we... Lo yichosh v'leit... Why doesn't count that in the Malchus? Why? The behemah b'chayv oif gederli mitmishtoyi, but lo b'shrotzim loksibu. It doesn't mention shrotzim over there. Even though it says roimes, they're tirmos. That's which goes on the ground. We're talking about full size animals. Sheretz loshen, sheretz dover shehu nod ba'oritz ve'nonira el yedei shirusoy b'yirchushav ne'kaidnoi. It's only visible when it moves. The movement is what you notice. But otherwise, it's so small, you don't necessarily notice them. Whereas opposed to a full-size animal, that's not true. Now, so the more of Imiso, the dogim gedulei karka ninu, that we call the fish that which grows and lives on the water, is called it on the ground. So batisa nami loki mishum sheretz oritz goris. It should get the malchus for sheretz oritz. Now, v'legaris l'ilki hay. The gears, it shouldn't be. It should get five malchus. It should get malchus because sheretz are sheretz oritz. How many? So Rashi, the sheva boy the milky chomesh the sheretz oritz shtaim the sheretz amayim. You have the five mentioned by sheretz oritz, and if you consider those that what's in the water is sheretz oritz, that's five. And there are two written specifically regards to Sheretz Amayim, which the Bach had as the first two Rashis. Nimsar Melo Sechelu, B'chol Asher Ein Lo Snapir Rekas Keses Lo Sechelu, which is seven together. So where it says, okay, fine. They're arguing by birds. So one says, Prima Privi Gulei Karka, they also Gulei Karka, might have a demand of Marbi Ovis, Ksober Kol Hechad, the Ika Klal or Pratu Klal. No, we just said we didn't really do that inside yet. Okay, so Mursa says, what's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is, how do we look at that? Let's start from there again, no more. My time of. Man de Marbi Ovis, my time, eh? Man de Marbi Ovis, my time, eh? In the back of the Gemara, six lines down. So, if you include birds, why yes? In these two tanoim of the brisa, that's a klal prat. So, what's the machlokes? Mor says, "Man de marbi ovis k'sever kol abaser dafka." The main thing is the kol abaser. So therefore, it's a prat uklal. Nasa klal moistif ala prat v'isra b'luhu kol mili. When you have a prat klal, the rule is a klal is marbi everything. But v'hani kol akama the mute. But the fact that there's also a klal prat klal, so there's a klal, the first klal, makes it a klal prat. Klal prat limits. But since you're starting with the assumption that it's a prat, the picture it's a prat klal, which means it's marbe everything, so the first klal adds in that you need in a prat. But we're going to look at it the following way: the mute called the loy domile mishneit stodin. If the if you can't find two characteristics in common, you're out. But two is enough. You don't need more than that. He holds that the main thing is the first klal, so it's a klal of prat. So you just look at that. It's, you only have what what's mentioned, and that's it. Those five things. Bakr, tzoyin, yayin, and shecher. So honey and mirech rini lo. But the mice, it's also prat klal because it says a klal at the end. Honey klal abasro. So it's come to be marvelous. You're starting with really very limited, and you're adding. So we're saying, okay, we're going to add. Rabuye called the domile mishloishet stodin. If you can find three things in common, we'll be marvelous. You, as opposed to if so we need an excuse to be marvelous. Whereas the mandamer says we need an excuse to be mamayit. So if the similarity is very basic, that's enough that it should be included. And we're just going to include the things which are extremely disparate. It's like Rashi.
Just going to exclude.
My time at the Manda Marbi office, Ksover, called Hecha, the Ika, Klalo, Pratu, Klal. Whenever you have a Klal, Pratu, Klal, Basra, Ika, Basra, Yasinim. The main thing is the last Klal, and that's what you look at. If you have a pratu klal, menasa klal moshev ala prat, the marbi kol mili. So that's the general. When you have a klal, when you have a prat klal, you marbi everything. Volkama the osi. So then you have a first klal, makes it into a klal prat. Also the mute the meimer the nidrashe beklal prat, when beklal the mashav prat. The marbi midi. Well, Zinuba say that's not the main thing. The main thing is the last klal. Mio a honey porto, but it does accomplish something, a little bit. The meimar the ki marbi klal abasro loy kol mili marbi. The fact that there's a klal at the beginning says you can't be marbi everything. Elokein a prat has to be like the prat. But what does that mean? Ma'at domile mi beis stodim. That which is similar to it in two ways. The havi pri mi pri vidulei karka. So based on that criteria, misrabi nami oifis b'haydina. So birds are included. But dogim are out because they're not going to lay characters, so they're not. They're only them in one way, so that's out. When you have a klal prat, it should be klal prat really. Klal akama dafka. The main thing is the first klal. So that means that you have nothing. Everything is out except for what it says in the Torah. Feel the mighty domile at all, even if it's totally similar. But even something which is totally similar to the prat is still excluded, because these things yes, and everything else not. But hotter costs of klolabasa, the Torah wrote a second cloud. Lafuke mi miyuto, the klolakama b'mixes of meat. It's expanding your horizons a little bit. Lasiye mias mia miyit the domi the prat b'chol gimel tzadim. To find something which is totally similar to the prat, tapi primi pri be the character uvlad vladasaurus. Okay. Bite in the Gemara. Now, in the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara mentions names of different types of fruits. I do not know the English translations, so. There are seeds. Amar Bihuda, Mishmei the Rav, Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei the Rav. So we can do a Ruve Tchumen, Shetuvim Mavuos Bipapuin. So that's type of a vegetable. Correct. So there's a certain type of vegetable which is called papuin. Do they have a translation for it? Okay. Okay. Ubachala glugois. Ubachala glugois. Which Rashi translates as polfir balaz. I don't know if they have a translation for that. That's the third one.
Persle.
Okay, fine. Okay. Persle. Ubagud gad niyos, which is coriander. But not with grass, the straw grass, which grows, you know, as your stalks of grain. Before they, when they're still stalks, they're called chaziz. Lebechafniyos, and not with, it's a type of a inferior type of a date, which doesn't ripen. So it says there's three yes and two no. Papuin, chalag lugos, and ubugud gadniyos. Yes, chaziz and kafniyos lo. Fedemar kasha. Can you use coriander? But Tanya, good gardening yos. Merumay bonim yechlu chasuche bonim lo yechlu. People who don't have children yet should not eat it. It impacts the person's ability to have children, his fertility. So you should not supposed to eat it. Mimhukshal zera, if it hardened already, talking about eating the plant. If it hardened already to the point where the seeds are starting to develop in it, nobody should eat it. After Rebbeinu lo yechol, nobody should eat it. It's not good. So those are not really considered edible. You're not supposed to eat them. They're not good for you. Or it says, Tirgumo ashaloi hukshal zera umaru Rebbeinu. The first shot is referring to it wasn't hardened yet. And we're saying people should already have children. Can use this for the Erev. He boys say, "Lo'adam mechasuchei bonim." Even for children, people do not have children yet. The chozelam rubei bonim is roy for other people. Milatanan didn't learn the Mishnah. Ma'arvan l'nozer b'yayin li'yisel v'chuma. We can use person can use something which is not roy for him personally. Am avagav d'loy chozil l'hai chozil l'hai. You know, he can't use it, other people could use it, it's sufficient. So, chazilahai. That's the second teretz. He boys say, a third teretz. That was on Chalkas in the Mishnah. But you'll say, Rav is passing like the Tanakhama, which makes sense. He boys say, the third Pshat, Kikam Rav, this which Rav said that good God niyos, you can be ma'arav with. Is behind the kuke madoyi, the kuganios which grow in madai, which those are good for people, all people. Okay, so the more ubechaziz loy, you can't use chaziz. Bomer of Yehuda, Amar Rav, koshers bechaziz ma'arvin behen ma'workan aleim brave shiva adamo. You can use them for the Erev, for Ruvei Tchumen, and the correct brach is a brave for Adama. So, chaziz is the grass as it grows when it's still green. So they use it for food, and koshers. Rashi says it's humen. I'm not sure how you translate humen in English. Hops, okay. My ignorance, as the more we'll read along, it's not the hops. I mean, you normally tell me it makes barley hops. It's not what it is. It grows on it thorns, seemingly without having any roots. So it's not your normal barley hops. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's called hops, but I don't know what it is. I know what hops are either. Okay. So you see that you could use it for the Erev. And that's, it's also Rav talking. More answers, look how she, how my comment also Rav the bubble, how the bus is the also Rav the bubble. When Rav was in Eretz Yisrael, he said no. When he came to bubble, he saw in the bubble that they do use it, so he said yes. Pedamarkasha, bubble, Havi Ruba Dalma. Is this now a defining element for the whole world? Bubble is not the majority of the world. But Tanya, Hapul Basara, bean, Sarah, barley, Tilson is fenugreek. She's Zaron the Yorok. Person planted them not to use the seeds, the beans, but he wants to use the vegetation which grows with the yorok, the green part of the plant. So Batladai to Eitz HaKaladim, it's Batladas, it's considered insignificant what he's done. Zaron Chayiv, there's Chiyav Meiser on the seeds. Yorok and Potter, there's no Chiyav Meiser on the vegetation part of the plant. A shachalayim v'hagargir, shachalayim is cress, and gargir is aruga. I'm not sure if that's there's a type of a lettuce called aruga, but garden rocket. Okay, shizaron the yorok. If you plant it to be used for the vegetable part of it, the vegetation, the misasr and yorok, the chiyav meiser on the yorok and zera and the seed. The zera misasr and zera the yorok, and vice versa also true. So we see there is a concept of baladai to itzav kol adam. Some more says that bubble shouldn't define the whole world.
Viability of that item is, I mean, here we're questioning the edibility of these edible items.
Right.
So, I mean, why is that so relevant if you're just making an error of that? The fact that it can be eaten, when we look at other things, we don't necessarily say, oh, is this, if you put furniture or whatever, made light, I mean, whatever it would be.
No. Right? Okay. Okay, there's this very. Our problem is our colloquial usage. We use the word Erev. When we say the Erev in the city, the Erev is up. The Erev is always is up every week. The Erev literally is the box of matzahs in the shul. The mechitza around the city is the question. That's the Gemara's usage. The Gemara refers to the. What we call the Erev is the Erev. That's a colloquial usage. We're talking about the food.
Boundary.
We're talking about boundary. Yeah. Right. I know it's not fair. You're learning himself the Erev in, you know. Okay.
So, is it the same halacha that whatever gets a bracha on it is also right for Erev Tefillin?
Pretty much. Well, my melech have a bracha, but
mine,
right? But not. The Mishnah says b'chol na'arben. It's not about any food stuff.
Right. Like, you know, if we're talking about, I mean, what we're talking about that does that you can't be used for an eruv. It's like it's not really edible,
right?
That's why I'm asking about the
Well, or wouldn't normally be eaten. That's the more same right now. But ladaito means it's not normally eaten. Even if it's edible, so he'd make a bracha on it when he'd eat it.
So he would make a bracha
if it is edible.
No, but I mean he's sort of a nutty guy, and he.
Okay, I don't know. If a person eats wood, you don't make a bracha on wood.
Yeah, you know, class who eats paper.
What?
Like the kid in class who eats paper or something.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. No bracha on that. But chaziz, the Morris say that in bubble they ate it. I imagine they make a bracha on it. But the Morris is saying, regards to using it for Erev, that it's not really, you can't call it a Michael. That it should be defined as a Michael, that there should be a loch of using it for Erev. More answers. Ki kamar Rav, that which Rav said, that you can use it for the Eruv, for the second statement of Rav, that Chaziz can be used, is Bidganu Nayisa, the ones which grows in the, you grow them in the Gino, that people, when they cultivate them, they cultivate them for eating purposes. And where it says Zera Gargir Lamaichos. He said you can use that Gargir is Zoran the Yerik is Misasan Yerik Bizera. So more wants to know what he used it for. That was garden rockets. Okay, whatever that means. They'd use it as a dip when they didn't have peppers available. It's Rashi. First, why Len Rashi Papuan is Yerokish Shakurin Kakuli Bidloshan Arami Yutlish Bulaz. So, in Arsenal translated as Papuan. Chalag Lugois, Pulpir Bulaz, which they translated as whatever. Gugonios is Aliandri, Aliandri is Coriander Bulaz. Chaziz is Shacha Shatua, Kushul Yorok, the plant part of the grain of the stalk when it's still green, because they would cut it off earthless and they'd eat it. Kapni is Tamarim Royas, Shloi Bishlu, called Sarkhan. They were an inferior type of a date which doesn't ripen totally. Kudgadnios, Mamatin is a Zera. They affect the person's fertility. Im Hukshu HaKlochen Ke'etz, if the stem becomes hard, the stalk becomes hard. Shvatzamapem Zare starts producing seeds already. So caution the clock on the whole. Any person eats the stalk, it's unhealthy. Tirgam alahodam rav ma'arvin ashalokukshu. It hasn't hardened yet. It's right for him. And the kuke madoy. Those are good. Those are good for people. Kashas is homeland. The hops. The bubble oichon chazi. They eat it. He also rab the bubble. But chazal the ochel lehu. Amr ma'arvin. Mikar amr and dema arvin. So originally he said not. Now he said yeah. He said yeah. The yorik lechol be yorikot. To eat them when they're as in their green state, for as the vegetation part of it. So zarin is chayiv. The zera is chayiv. The yorikot is pot. That's what people plant it for. It's about the diet. Yochan potter la midi, who it's nothing. Shechalaim is Krishan Bilas Kress. Agargar is a ruga. Echo ben zero, ben york. These are eaten the seeds and the plant part. Kikam rav the ma'arvim behu behen. That was Rav says that you can use chaziz is bid ganu naisu. The chaziz shagol begin it grows in the garden. You cultivate it. The kuliyama achlo. People eat that. The question is something more. Yes, a couple of more gemara. Reb Zeir, third line of the gemara. Ki ha v'cholish megir say. Reb Zeir, when he was worn out from learning. You go to sit by the base finish door of Yehuda Bar Ami. Amr, cannot give out Rabbanan. When Tamim go in and out, Ekum and Kamal stand up. I'm too worn out to learn, but at least I can get scarred giving covenant to Arab. I'm standing up for the Tamim as they go in and out.
At what point in his life was this? I mean, was he senior to them?
No, it wasn't. Any day that he got to the end of his ability to learn, he couldn't focus anymore. So he would go sit by the door.
Right. I'm just are we talking about a Zera, or are we talking about an older Zera? I don't know. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, he was Rebbe Zera already, so his Rishon name was, it looks like it's Rebbe, not Rav. The Morse says Rebbe Zera specifically was literally lived in the bubble. Eventually he went up there to Israel and he got smicha. So then he was Rebbe Zera.
Right, but it may have been talking about when he was younger.
Yeah, but it says, also, I don't know, it's hard to medayik, but it's supposed to be Rebbe or Rav. No, the more referred to him as Rav, when he, anything which he said when he was still Rav, the more we called him, in Babel, the more we called him as Rav Zeir. So the more says, so Nofik also Yenuka the Bei Rav. So a young child came out. He asked him, "What'd you learn today? What'd your Rebbe teach you today?" I'm like, "Kosher is Bei Adama, Chaziz Shakol Niabid Vorai." So Rebbe taught him. So Amrle, he said, "I don't know about you know." And then he was challenging you. You walk out and the little door, sit by the door, and says, "What did Rebbe teach you today?" He said, "No, you got it wrong." You know, now what the poor kid do? Ichu mistabru. It makes sense from all the way around. Haime arikum marbi. That the chaziz grows out of the ground. Haime arikum marbi. The cautious doesn't grow. Doesn't have a root system. It just grows on the thorns. Was on the thorn bush, on the bush. It's a separate plant. So the Mor says, "Behilz, you couldn't be Rav." The Mor said, "You can be Rav." Was right. My time. High Gemar Peri, high Lav Gemar Peri. The point isn't that it grows on the ground. The point is this: the final usage of the things. And the Chaziz, people don't. That's not what they planted it for. It's not a final usage of it. So the Bracha Shehakol. And that which you said that cautious, you can't make a dom on it. They grow from the ground. When you kill the plant, the kshusas die also. The kshusas just die, growing out of the air. So why should cutting off the plant affect them? It's apparently they must have some type of way to draw sustenance out of the plant. So they consider that they're using the root system of the plant for their purposes. The mother plant, Tegrashi, Koshes, Gadol Behizmi, they go on the Hizmi plant. That's a low-lying type of a thorn bush. Van Lusharish Bekarka has no roots. Elam Hizmi Tzama grows from the Hizmi. Koshes Gemar Peri, Menikra Pri, that's the Pri. The Kadli Hizmi Tzama, Shekarsin and Hizmi, if you cut down the plant, Maisik Chusa, the Chusas also die. Alma Eloi Yanka Mi'ara, Lo Ravius, if it doesn't grow from the ground, if it doesn't draw sustenance from the ground, it isn't able to grow.